Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. In this whole controversy over the January 6th Special Commission, Select Committee, one of the things that is the most distasteful to me is the way some political commentators, you know, some on Fox, some on otherwise mainstream shows, are mocking the officers. There is a woman named Julie Kelly. She's a pro-Trump political commentator. She calls the police officers that were testifying at the inquiry, quote, crisis actors, end quote. And some of the Fox people will smirk and they talk about them and say things like, well, you know, they went on in this Democratic rigged commission. They, you know, they were the props. You know, they were that. These are people who were beaten physically. These were police officers. They're not supposed to be beaten by people. Dragged down the stairs. One guy had his head crushed. Remember that screaming? Two people got trampled. Two of the insurrectionists. Another insurrectionist got shot. Somebody else got stabbed at the pole. Had an eye gouged out. They built a gallows right there on the grounds and said, hang Mike Pence. Tourists don't just go through there saying, hang Mike Pence, hang anybody. They go through there with cameras and they're in awe at the architecture and the history and the people in our history who trod those halls. So the corruption of part of the media that covers this thing, it's one thing to say, well, I agree with Trump on, say, immigration. I agree with him on taxes. I don't know how you can agree with him on Russia, just turning over our foreign policy to Russia and breaking up our European allies. But you could say that, I suppose. Some Republicans do. I don't. I don't see how anybody who is a veteran could say that, but some do. But what is, to me, inexcusable and really not understandable is how you can mock cops or mock the average person who's victimized by this. That is very, very hard to understand. And all I can say is that I think that there is a cult that's gotten so deep in the psyche of a lot of people, it's an absolute cult, that anything that's done that somehow advances the lie that somehow Trump was cheated, he should still be president, somehow anybody that did anything to stand up for him, even in a false sense, I mean, violence, attacking cops and all that kind of thing, anything is okay. And, but what's not excusable at all, of course, and everybody would agree with this, are the people that called in obscene and threatening calls to Michael Fanone, the officer who testified, one of them, while he was testifying, that demoralizes people, that demoralizes the police and so forth. So anyway, there you have it. The for Fox and a lot of mainstream media on the far right or quasi mainstream media to make fun of these officers and call them crisis actors, make believe that they're just reality actors and none of this happened is utterly inexcusable. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
You just hit on exactly what I was going to call about. You know, they were talking about the love in the air Trump was and the fact that, you know, lots of hugging going on. And the one gentleman said, well, yeah, he's still recovering from the hugs. But if these people don't really exist, then why, like you just said, are these people being threatened while they're actually testifying? Now, if they can trace this call back and find this guy, he belongs in jail immediately. It's just beyond me.
No, you're right.
But see, they
don't
exist.
And we've said that a lot. I mean, people are getting away with murder, and I mean almost quite literally. In other words, when you make death threats against Dr. Fauci, and Fanone and some of these officers have had death threats, and in this case, while he was testifying, say, I'll slap you upside the head and call him, and that's a threat of force. That is a felony. And we have got to, and there are secretaries of state who have gotten these death threats. There are governors who have gotten these death threats. and people and violence threats and their families have. And some of them, you have really perverted people who describe in detail what they're going to do to them before they kill them and all that. They have got to be found. You've got to start rounding up some of these people as a deterrent. And when you convict them, they've got to get jail time. And I'm not talking about a bracelet on their ankle where they get to stay in their living room. I'm talking about jail time, serious jail time. And under the local law, whether it's 3 years, whether it's 5 years, there has to be a disruption in their lives and it has to go out. You cannot, in a democracy, threaten people who are doing their jobs like this officer, with violence. It has consequences for you and actually for society, because some people are going to say, well, maybe I don't want to be a police officer. If I'm going to be treated like that, and this is the way they deal with it, people that I got hurt defending. Michael Fanone got beaten up defending the people who are attacking him now in the Congress, defending them. One of the Mo Brooks, who was there in body armor that day, now lying and saying that it was nothing. Andrew Clyde of Georgia saying they were tourists, still saying it. Other people saying it was Black Lives Matter, the FBI, Antifa, or Nancy Pelosi who orchestrated. They say these things. Some people say these things. Ron Johnson, our own senator, said that he wasn't worried at all. These are just a bunch of guys letting off some steam. He would have been worried if it was Black Lives Matter. He wanted to throw the word black in there because he thinks it resonates with his base. The truth of the matter is the vast majority of people are good people. That's not leadership. Trying to poison them that way is wrong. I mean, just flat out wrong. And that, however, is what's going on. And anybody who thinks that's not going on, open your eyes. And from an enforcement point of view, the word has got to go out. I think the word has gone out. You can't threaten the President of the United States. If you say you're going to kill the President of the United States and you call that in, you will get the Secret Service there. You will be prosecuted. You will be prosecuted. The only time that I can remember they weren't prosecuted was back in 1970s when some woman in the Utah Republican Party said she was a high-ranking Republican, said she wanted to kill Jimmy Carter, thought he should be killed. The Secret Service visited her, and she got very apologetic and said she didn't mean it, and they let her off. But that was a different time, and nobody took that seriously. And frankly, they should have spanked her a little more than they did. But nowadays, this is very real. This is very, very real. And it started with Donald Trump saying that the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton, end quote. And her bodyguard should be disarmed. That was a direct threat. And he can say, oh, I meant that they should vote against her. No, 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 that isn't what you meant. And if you think that's what you meant, then say that to the jury. We're going to indict you. Well, they didn't indict him because he was the Republican nominee. They didn't have the guts to indict him. They should have indicted him. And these people who are saying that stuff now, some of them try to imply it on the air. It's all sneaky, like take care of. That's an organized crime thing, you know. Oh, I just meant they should vote. Yeah, baloney. The way you handle that is you charge them and see if they can convince a jury to say that, to believe that. The jury of their peers, 12 people who will sit there from all walks of life, common sense. One of the instructions the judge gives at the beginning is don't check your common sense at the door. Don't check your life experiences at the door. You're here as a jury in our jurisprudence to bring your experiences. Most people wouldn't buy that stuff at all. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.